In Switzerland today, the drilling stopped and the cheering began. Engineers have created a 35.5-mile rail tunnel through the Alps. That's the world's longest tunnel. Once complete, it's hoped the Gotthard-based tunnel will cut in half the number of heavy trucks barreling through Switzerland's pristine landscape. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
At 2:17 p.m. Swiss time, a gigantic drilling machine named Sissy broke through a final rock wall deep beneath the Swiss Alps, prompting cheers from hundreds of workers in hard hats and sending waves of euphoria and pride through the tiny Alpine nation. 8 people died digging the tunnel 1.5 miles below the Gotthard Massif. Engineers had to overcome crumbling rock and underground rivers they found along the way. Trumpets sounded and workers wiped away tears as nearly 20 years of drilling came to an end. When the Gotthard-based tunnel is fully completed in 2017, it will allow millions of tons of goods currently transported by trucks to be shifted to trains and will play a key role in the creation of a high-speed rail network connecting all corners of Europe. The Gotthard-based tunnel will cost $12 billion, about $1,300 for every Swiss taxpayer. The Swiss were willing to pay that to get thousands of polluting trucks off the roads and preserve their pristine alpine environment. 6 million passengers a year will soon be whizzing from Zurich to Milan in 2.5 hours at an average speed of 150 miles per hour. And there's even more to be proud of, says Swiss Department of Transport Director Peter Fuglisdahler.
Switzerland is very, very fond of tunnels, so we have been building tunnels for a century, and for a long, long time we had the longest tunnel. And the last 20 years, the Japanese, they had longer, also the channel was longer, and now we are back to be number one in tunnels, and we are very, very proud about that.
The entire Swiss nation was captivated by the project, following it every step of the way.
In June, the first tunnel boring machine arrives from Estfeld.
Video progress reports were posted regularly on the tunnel constructor's website. Today, Switzerland's neighbors were also watching the breakthrough. European transport ministers meeting in Luxembourg tuned in live. The project has set a high bar for 2 future alpine rail projects, one connecting France and Italy, the other linking Italy with Austria. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.